Did he head any fast? That's what he does. And the steer handled really good. He did want to step a little bit left, but we ended up getting a good finish and allowing us to be 3-8.
This is season 3 of The Score, the Team Roping Journal's regular podcast where the team roping world talks. We've told the stories of some of the greatest cowboys, horses, and moments in the sport, and we're so far from done. In 2020, we'll bring you more of what you've come to expect, like interviews with the best cowboys and cowgirls we know, and we'll dive even deeper into subjects you care about. Look for more audio editions of the Team Roping Journal stories you might have missed in print, and learn about the great horses shaping the sport and great challenges facing our industry. All this and more in 2020. I'm Chelsea Schaefer. Hey everybody, this is Chelsea Schaefer. Welcome to another bonus episode of The Score from the National Finals Rodeo in Arlington, Texas. We're talking to Dustin Eguesquiza and Travis Graves. They just won the round with a 3.8 second run. I've got the video on teamropingjournal.com. Holy cow, it is smoking. That was a full second faster than what won the round last night. This was a softer set of steers. Some of them didn't start very good. Some of them went left. Dustin and Travis had one that went left, but that didn't bother Dustin at all. He threw on the second swing, like Dustin does, and just nailed the barrier, and Travis was right there to clean it up. So check it out, teamropingjournal.com. We've got the video for you to watch. As an update, they did move to first in the PRCA's world standings. We're talking in world standings points this year. That's a little bit different because this year the payout is still uncertain for the NFR because a lot of it is contingent upon ticket sales. So we are saying that Dustin has 118,599 points and Travis has 110,937 year-end points. So that means the way they're awarding points at the finals this year, the points are equal to the money that they would have won in Las Vegas. So for winning the go-round, they get 26,230 points for the win. That means they're actually winning at least, and we're saying at least because this payout could change, they're winning at least $15,738.46 a man. So as soon as we know what the payout is, y'all are going to know what the payout is, but right now they're leaving it up in the air and we're doing our best to know. Notably, I want to say that Nelson Wyatt and Levi Lord, they're both NFR rookies. Sometimes a rookie and a rookie don't do great. So far, they have their first two steers down. They have their first two steers down, and they are 11-3 on two. They want to check tonight, so that's awesome. Definitely worth noting. If you're watching the rodeo at home, you've probably seen that. Some of the no times tonight, Colton Schmidt and Hunter Cook, Brenton Hall and Chase Tryon, Clay Smith and Jay Corkill, huge surprise. Levi Simpson and Shea Carroll took a no time. There was a leg. Tyler Worley roped a leg for Jeff Flanagan. But otherwise, on the good side, there was a 4-4 that Colby Lovell and Paul Eaves, they got some redemption from last night. And Paul was, it looked like he was back on Guapo, his world champion horse that he rode when he won the world in 2018. So that is the team roping knowledge that is inside my brain for the evening. I hope you all have a great day if you're listening to this first thing Saturday morning. Not sure when you're catching up, but this is a short one, not a super long interview, but we'll talk at you guys later. Travis, he guesses that he headed him really fast.
No, he did. He headed him fast. That's what he does. And the steer handled really good. He did want to step a little bit left, but we ended up getting a good finish and allowing us to be 3-8.
Dustin, did you know he was going to come a little left? Did he do that?
Yes. Yeah, he came left in the run through pretty hard, but he hopped really good. So I mean, as long as he didn't just peel straight in front of me, it was going to be all right, I think.
Now, what horse is that you were on?
I actually bought that horse about a month and a half ago. Kind of a freak deal. A guy brought him to my house. I ran 5 or 6 on him, and I liked him. I wrote him a check. I hadn't had him very long. He hasn't been. This might be, aside from the stockyards over there in Fort Worth, I think this is his first rodeo.
He lets you do your job?
Yeah, he's really easy.
Yeah, absolutely. What was he, a jackpot horse, like a lower number guy's jackpot horse, or what was his background?
Kid was actually high school rodeoing on him, I think. I don't know. I bought him. I didn't think a whole lot about it, like he was going to be one of my best horses, but I just bought him because he felt good, and he is so easy. He's a lot like my other horse. He pulls good, finishes good, scores good. I really like him.
What's his name?
His name's Jack.
And how old is he?
He is 16.
Okay, so he's been around the block. It's not like he's a five-year-old that you just cracked up. And Travis, I thought you were going to ride the gray.
No, I was planning on riding Chip.
Oh, you were?
Chip or Manny was what I was going to ride for sure, but I rode the Harry the other day and the running the steers through.
Gotcha. Tell me about Chip. How's he been good all year? Has he been sound all year?
He was good all winter, and then I haven't rode him in probably 2 months. He has had some abscess issues, and he's just had trouble with that, but I'm just now starting to get him back just in the nick of time, and he's feeling great.
He fits behind Dustin when Dustin does what Dustin does. I've heard that people have trouble getting there.
Yeah, he's so easy, and he's got a short neck and stops really well, but you can't catch him off guard, and he finishes the run pretty well, but he'll also let you place your loop down there where he's not too tight also. So he's a really good horse, and I'm really fortunate to have him, and just want to keep plucking along here.
Awesome, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Softride Equine Comfort Boots and their new Softrider Center Loading Shoes. Softriders feature a two-layer construction, a semi-rigid polymer layer that simulates a live, healthy, protective hoof wall, and a shock-dissipating urethane layer that mimics the function of a soft frog. The dual-density design strategically places the load at the center of the shoe or hoof rather than the outside of the wall. This increases blood flow to the hoof, reduces strain on the coffin bone and pressure on the navicular region, and isolates the concussive force of impact with the ground on the horse's skeletal system. Softriders also offer improved multi-directional traction because they work like a human athlete's turf shoes. We've got stories about Softriders on the TeamRippingJournal.com. I've had them on head horses, barrel horses, brood mares, you name it. We help test those, and they are amazing. Check them out, softrideboots.com. Thank you all for listening to tonight's episode, and I will talk at you tomorrow.